The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he'd sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Your
sins be wiped away.
I'd like to first express my gratitude to all of our Catholic school students, the choir. You sound amazing and wonderful. The readers, thank you. You did a great job. Thank you very much. If I can hear you, I'm sure you can hear you. Hear them out there. Our Knights of the Holy Temple and the sacristan, ushers. So what a great way to glorify and show the beauty of Catholic education. So thank you, parents, for supporting that. My friends, we enter in the most famous homily Jesus ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, which charts the distinctive way that Jesus, out of love for us, wants his disciples to live. Jesus gathers us around him like his original listeners on the mountain and presents to us the way to heaven, the way to happiness, the way to holiness, precisely so that we choose to follow him on that journey. The path that he shows us stands in a stark contrast to the path that some people in the world believe will make us happy. Jesus' words present us with the choice on which our lives hinge. Just envision for a moment the Sermon on the Mount. We're in Galilee. We're at the north side of the Sea of Galilee. And we can see across the Sea of Galilee. It's only like 8 miles across, but the landscape all around is mountain. There's mountains all around. But we also see the crowds of people. And as Jesus retreats up the mountain, so too as disciples, we're there with him. We're going up that mountain. And yes, we're probably trying to find a place in the midst of tall grasses. Some of the grass might be matted down, might be mixed in with some weeds and wildflowers, random sprouts of trees all over that mountain. We're feeling the wind blowing off of the Sea of Galilee as we hear the waves crash against on the Sea of Galilee. We hear that wind whistle through the grass, and we're there at the foot of Jesus hearing what he has to say. Let's listen to Jesus as if we're hearing him for the very first time. The world tells us to be happy. We have to be rich. Jesus says, rather, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will inherit the kingdom of heaven." The world tells us we're happy when we don't have a concern in the world. Jesus, on the other hand, "Blessed are those who are so concerned with others that they mourn over their own and others' miseries." for they will be comforted by him eternally. Worldly know-it-alls say, you have to be strong and powerful to be happy. Jesus, in return, responds, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The world preaches you're happy when you accept yourself, ushering an I'm okay, you're okay mentality, a brand of moral relativism, and advocates a culture of comfort. Jesus says, though, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness, for his grace and justification, they will be filled. The world says you're happy when you don't start a fight, but finish it. People from professional wrestlers, boxers, to generals, to leaders who sit in their armchairs shout, no mercy. Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Our American culture increasingly says, you're happy when everyone considers you nice, when you don't have an enemy in the world. Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely because of me. Your reward will be great in heaven. St. Matthew shares a true encounter with Jesus and his disciples with a particular emphasis on the depth of the Beatitudes. The individual Beatitudes are the fruit of this looking upon the disciples. They describe what might be the actual condition of Jesus' disciples. They are poor, hungry, weeping men. They are hated and persecuted. These are characteristics of the disciples of Jesus, those who have committed to follow him and have become his family. See, Matthew goes on and he describes the Beatitudes as displaying the mystery of Christ himself, and they call us into communion with him. Pope Benedict XVI reflects on this very gospel reading and says, the Beatitudes are the roadmap for the church, which recognizes in them the model of what she herself, the church, should be. They are directions for discipleship, directions that concern every individual, even though according to the variety of calling, they do so differently for each person. My friends, the saints are perfect examples for us to witness a variety of vocations lived, whether mothers and fathers, children, priests, or religious, who come to know the Lord in their own lives. They were very much like you and me, and they internalized the Beatitudes. Christ himself has promised salvation for each and every one of us. The Beatitudes are an invitation from Jesus for all people to put his teaching into practice in our daily lives. He makes no promise that our life will be easy or without its challenges and difficulties. What Jesus does promise is that our life, that is that the reward of this life on earth will be worthwhile in the life to come. Our faithfulness to the Beatitudes, the roadmap for the church, and the directions for discipleship will bring us to rejoice and be glad, for our reward will be great in heaven. Friends, let's become great saints together as we call upon Jesus and pray, Lord, let your will be mine. Amen.